Good morning, everybody. It's great to have everyone here. Open your Bible, please, if you wouldn't mind, to Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Now, for those that are here, maybe for the first time or new to our fellowship, once a year, usually the last weekend of January, we do what is called a Vision Sunday. And what it is an opportunity for those that may not be part of this fellowship for an extended period of time to get an idea of who we are and how you can be involved in ministry. Ministry is not one person or group of people. It's all of us, right? It's all of us. And that's who we are. We're servants. And so that's all that a minister is. We're servants. And so we take this Sunday, and as we will end early today, we'll end very early. And then over in the fellowship hall in the cafeteria are tables set up. And you'll see then on those tables represent the ministries of Horizon Christian Fellowship, Horizon Indy. And you can just talk with people, get an idea of what's going on. And we invite you to do that. So this is our opportunity to encourage you to understand what the church is all about and get involved if you would like to do that. But before we do that, here in Matthew chapter 19, what I do is I pray through the year and just, Lord, is there any scriptures that you would have us be sensitive to? And we'll get to those in a moment. There's a bookmark that we'll talk about in just a moment here. But I just felt there was this scripture here to head us into 2021, kind of an all-encompassing scripture for us to consider, beginning in verse 16, Matthew chapter 19. Now, behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher." Obviously, the rich young ruler coming to Jesus. He says, "What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So, great heart, right? He wanted to have eternal life, but he wanted to have it, as we will see, and you've studied this, on his own efforts in a way, and what was comfortable to him. But a good question. Jesus, knowing what was in his heart, he said in verse 17, "Why do you call me good?" He says, "No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." So a number of things are going on there, but just briefly, Jesus stops him and says, who's good? No one but God. And who's standing right in front of this young man? God himself, right there. So he's not saying that Jesus wasn't good. He's not saying that. He's just saying, taking him to another level to consider. And then, if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. So now he's going to go right on his level, speak to him, but he's going to take him higher than he's used to going in just a moment here. He says in verse 18, he said to him, "Which ones?" Good question. Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Basically, what he does is go to the Ten Commandments and says, okay, that is what we are commanded to do according to Scripture. Jesus simply answers his question by going to Scripture. The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" So seems like there was a little bit of pride in this guy, but let's just take it on surface level. And, you know, good, godly young man in that sense. But he asked the question, "What do I still lack?" Given Jesus an opportunity to go right into the deepest part of his heart. In verse 21, Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, if you want to be complete, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me." So he's basically saying to him, you need to forsake all. And he had a lot of money, it appears, rich young ruler, couldn't set that aside, but Jesus going right there to him. Now, does that mean that all of us have to give away everything that we have? No. It just means that whatever God has given us, it should not be more important than him in our life. So he's just going and he's just saying, there's something in your life that's more important. And then verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Assuredly, I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus also spoke that we can't serve God and mammon. So there has to be a dividing there. One cannot be more important. Things cannot be more important than God. And again, I say to you, verse 24, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. So true statement there is what he's saying. Things get in the way. They shouldn't do that. And when his disciples heard it, notice what verse 25, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? A great question. A lot of good questions here. And Jesus came back and said, with men, this is impossible. But what does he say? With God, all things are possible. How many believe that? All. All things are possible? All things. And so I'd like us to believe this year and pray that God will do the impossible in our lives. Got the privilege this week on early Thursday morning to go back to Virginia with Ron Ewing and Dave Holly. Dave, you were right back there. And these guys have been doing this for years and years. Go back to be with a bunch of Baptist dudes, you know. No girls invited. Just Baptist dudes, okay? And just singing a lot of hymns, doing a lot of praying and a lot of preaching and everything. Just a great, great time. But in the midst of it, once again, like when I went last year, I went this year and we rode back there and everything. There's a message that's reoccurring. Are we believing God for the impossible? And so he can do many, many things. Amen? So what has happened, this fellowship has started back in, golly, 1988 in the living room with five people. We went into the clubhouse at that point from there. Then from the clubhouse, we went over to the old Colonial Hills Baptist Church building, was in there for 3 years. And then God moved us to this piece of property in July of 1991. They wanted $1.3 million for the property. We had $20,000. God worked it out. He just worked it out, okay? I could go into the story, but it was just amazing story. Someday, if you want to know, just I could share that with you. But he just did that. And we believed the impossible. He led us to that. We weren't super giants, spiritual giants in any way. We just simply, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, been able to believe the Lord. And so we are not the best church in Indianapolis, but I believe we're a good church. I don't know what the best church is. I don't know what that would be, but we desire to be a good church and we love Jesus. So what we're going to share today, if you're visiting or new to this, it will be new to you. Those that have been around for a while, you've heard it before, but it's good to be refreshed by it. Now, how many do not have a bulletin? Everybody got a bulletin? If you don't have a bulletin, somebody's not back there. Dave, could you jump up? Oh, right there. John's back there. Okay. So raise your hand, please, if you don't have a bulletin, because there's handouts in the midst of there. Go, first of all, to the bookmark. Bring that out. And this is what we're going to go through, and I'm going to go through this a lot quicker than I am right now. Anybody else not have one? Raise your hand. Everybody's got one? Over here, guys. Bible college student needs to have one. Everybody got one? Bulletin? Okay. Now, what we try to do is, through the year as it goes on, to be sensitive to scriptures that the Lord might have us pray for during the year. So these scriptures, notice on here it says 2021 prayer scriptures. Let's just go through these, and I'd like to ask you guys just to keep this in your Bible. When you think about it, maybe you could do it daily if you want, or you can do it monthly if you want, weekly, whatever you want, to pray over these scriptures. Pray them into your life, into your family's life, but also into the people, into this church's life, the people of this church. Number one, Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, this is Jesus speaking, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Is that good? That is a good thing. Now imagine if we pray this as a fellowship and we get to January 2022, can you imagine? I'm voting for the rapture. I'm rooting for that by then for sure. But if we get there and we were diligent to pray that, then I would expect that the word of God would go deeper into our hearts, into our minds. So pray for that. Look at Matthew chapter 7:7-11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if he, his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Of course, we wouldn't do that. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask? And so let's ask, let's seek, let's knock, and see what the Lord will do. Continue to pray for that. Can you guys do that? Just keep this and pray for that. Flip it over. Then you see Acts chapter 1, verse 8, a very familiar scripture, but you shall receive power, dunamis, dynamite, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So scripture we have prayed for before, but felt that we should come back to that scripture and pray for that. So pray during 2021 for that. And lastly, First Corinthians 16, verses 13 through 14, and it says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, let all that you do be done with love. So can you guys pray for those? You know, just keep them, like I said, if you need an extra one of these, those that are online this morning, it's great to have you guys with us this morning too. It's a privilege to have those that are here, but those that are there. And if on Tuesday you'll have these on our webpage, you'll be able to download those. Or if you want something sent to you, just let us know in that way. Now go to the handout that says Horizon Indy on the top, Revival Prayer. Revival Prayer. Now for those that have been around, this may be the fifth year that we've handed something out concerning Revival Prayer. And we're going back to maybe the first thing that was ever handed out long time ago. I think it was about 5 years ago. And I'm not going to go through all of it, but I'm just going to ask you maybe once a month or during a month, just go through and check it off if you'd like. But pray these things into your life, your family's life, your neighbor's life or whatever it would be, but into the life of the people in this church, that God would bring revival. Notice a revival for prayer, a revival of an attitude of praise, a revival for an attitude concerning purity, a revival for passion of seeing the lost, seeking the lost, saving the lost, revival for standing upon the principles of the Word of God and all these things that are underneath that. Turn it over. And then we brought together, there's fruits of revival. And we've seen these in our lives during the 5 years that we've been praying for this, but we need to continue to pray. Notice, pray that the following practical results of revival will be found in our lives. Great rejoicing, false gods rejected, godly leadership reestablished, return to giving and tithing, the reward of prosperity for the glory of God. And you've got some scriptures there out of 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and chapter 31 that you see results of revival. You see them praying for revival and results of revival there. So pray through that, study through that, and then we see Psalm 23 emphasized, speaking of David's heart. Pray that we would have a heart as David had for God, that was a believing heart, a meditative heart, a heart focused on holiness, a courageous heart, a heart of gratitude, a heart fixed upon God. Some similar things that we see, but praying Psalm 23 into our lives. And then lastly, praying concerning the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon us. The Holy Spirit would give us life abundantly in Him. The Holy Spirit's convicting power will be on our lives. The fruit of the Spirit would be in our lives. The guiding hand of the Holy Spirit would be upon our lives. The fire of the Holy Spirit would be in our lives. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit would be found in our lives. Similarities there, but yet if you study them, look up the scriptures, you see there's difference there. So that's just something to give to you guys once again. Praying this year for those things. Can you do that, please? Okay. Got two people willing to do that. Excited about that. I really am. Okay, go to this one, please. Horizon Indy on the top, the distinctives of Horizon Christian Fellowship. I felt that we should pass this out again this year. Those that have been around know this about us. But if you're new to our fellowship, these are distinctives that we try to make stand in our lives, but be part of our fellowship in everything that we do. So let's just look at them. Number one, we see the preeminence of Christ, all glory giving to Jesus Christ. Amen? You know, so that should be who we are as a church. The Word of God, we've talked about that. sharp two-edged sword, Hebrews 4:12. Prayer should be in the midst of all that we do too, and we need to increase the prayer. I personally need to increase my prayer. One thing that I always feel about that I got to pray more. Don't you guys? You know, even when I've had a good prayer time, I think I got to pray more because prayer is that important. It really is. So that should be in the midst of our lives. Grace, the grace of God, not the law, but grace. Love. I hope when you come that you feel love here. And that's something that we pray for. People would feel that. Then fellowship. Koinonia, sharing in common is what that means. Family. We are a family, but we try, as you go in to the fellowship hall there in the cafeteria, you'll see a table about family ministry. So we try to emphasize that in any way we can. Worship. Were you guys blessed by the worship this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, just the people that are involved here. Other people, if you've got a gift that way, great. You can be involved in that way. So worship. Finances. Excuse me. You'll see a table in there too. Dave Holly is involved, does a lot of that through just making himself available to help if anybody has questions. We can point people to different places, you know, to work on their retirement and stuff like that. We don't do those things, but we can point people to good Christian people. But if you have that and you have challenges today with your finances, I have a challenge. I'm short $1 million, but we'll just pray for that. That was a joke, guys. That was a joke, okay? Come on, loosen up! Man, loosen up, okay? Then missions. We're involved in missions in that way. Children and youth. We have a strong emphasis on children and youth. Precious, precious young people in our midst. So very precious in that way. Evangelism, that we might share the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many here are saved? Okay, radically. Okay, we got one radically, okay? We got it radically like that. So people accept the Lord through the ministry here. And we need to be reaching out and in that way. The Holy Spirit, we just pray that He is welcomed in and He endues us with power on high. Sound doctrine, doctrinal teaching. Teaching that you have in this fellowship. We get together on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. We get home fellowships. We invite people to be involved in those. We invite people to use their gifts and teaching the Word of God, men and women, in different ways there. So sound doctrinal teaching is who we want to be. Faith, moving by faith. Communion, we communion together, a form of fellowship at the first Sunday of every month. We take communion, the Lord's Supper in that way. Living sacrifices, Romans chapter 12. We serve God with spiritual gifts. Prayerfully we do that. Unity and diversity in one body. And so there's a lot of different people. We're not all supposed to be cookie cutters. We can disagree, especially, you know, we might have disagreement in eschatology, end times. We were there for a number of days this week, as I mentioned, with Baptist pastors and just wonderful, wonderful people. But if we sat down, they'd probably differ with me concerning how I look at eschatology. But I can go there and worship with them. That's not going to make a difference. There's a balance in those ways. So we try to have unity and diversity in one body, one another ministry. There's all kinds of scriptures about one another ministry and baptism with the Holy Spirit. We believe that we should be endued with power from on high. Make sense? Okay, we're getting ready. Now, I've instructed these guys, they're locking the doors. All right? We always say that, but you cannot get out. Okay, in just a moment, you're going to be set free here and do that. Now, go to this. You see it says, visitors welcome. Every week, basically, or, you know, we'll send out prayer requests. People will call in prayer requests or write in or text in or email in prayer requests, and they want them spread out through the church. So we have this means of doing this. If you put your name down there, your address, your email, your phone number, then you will be part of this list of people. We send out prayer requests. We send out announcements. Again, if this is your church, it's a great way to stay in communication. So if you'd like to do that, you can fill that out, put it in the offering box if you'd like to do that. And also, as we go through different ministries here, you see, would you like more information on these ministries? Check anything off like that on there, and we will get back to you. That's on a normal Sunday. But this one's a little different because those ministries are represented there in the fellowship hall and in the cafeteria. Go to the bulletin, and this is where we're going to end and close in prayer and set you guys free. You see the bulletin? Go to the section that shows ministries on it. Now, We have various ministries, the connection ministry you can see. How do we stay connected? If a person has a heart from that, something that they can do at home, you can do that. Church office, you can be involved in various things there. But if you have questions, you can just email these addresses. But you can see, you can go all the way through here. Accounting, audiovisual, Bible college, care ministry, Camp Indy, children, college and career, counseling, greeters and ushers, home fellowships, Horizon Christian School, Horizon University, the library that we have, men's ministry, missions, pastor, you can get a hold of me that way, prayer, SNS, that's for the seniors ministry, the youth ministry, worship and women. And this week I met with somebody that wanted to be involved in a certain ministry. And it's one that we need to see happen within our fellowship. And I said, okay, tell me your heart. And he would love to be not only involved in and do it, but help oversee it and see it multiply out. And I said, great. So if you have an idea for a ministry, we're open to those things there too. Make sense? All right, so that's the greatest commercial, shortest commercial you have ever heard right there about ministry in that way. But we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you do. We thank you for being here. We thank you guys for coming across the internet and joining with us that way too. So let's pray, and then I'm going to set you loose. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're in our midst. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you guide us through your word and fellowship. I thank you for the men and women of this church. They're amazing people, Lord. Just amazing. It's a privilege to be involved with their lives. And so we just pray that as we go into 2021, help us to pray through these things. Help us to be as you would want us to be glorified in our midst, Lord. And we just love you. We want to see people won to the Lord, people discipled, made stronger in the Lord, people sent into ministry to various places. And so we love you. Go before us in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.